The bloody Meuse-Argonne offensive in the fall of 1918 had left over 26,000 Americans dead. Men torn apart by a new kind of mechanized warfare. Killed so fast and in such numbers, they had to be buried in makeshift graves. Corporal Howard Ramsey recalled, "This was the best these men could receive during the stress of battle. But now that the war is over, these men are being put in a more fitting resting place." Creating this fitting place would prove to be a gruesome, massive undertaking. Companies of African American soldiers meticulously combed the war-ravaged fields and forests in search of improvised graves. They then performed the challenging task of transporting the fallen to their final resting place in Romagne, where some of the heaviest fighting occurred.